Together, we are Ash Friendly. Welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk to you about safety, one of our key components in creating Ash Friendly. I found it very hard to believe, but once I actually experienced life more as I got older, what safety truly means is being an adult. And I want to make sure that the people that are in the community of Ash Friendly are safe. Doing things, experiencing life in a safe way, the best way they can. A lot of people have different disabilities mentally, physically, skin color, religious preference, food preference, all these different components of enjoying the best life they can. And so when people can go into the app, they can choose their preference, whatever it may be, they can look and they can say, this place is safe for me. This place works for me. If it doesn't, then they may need a hero to help them out, to make sure it becomes safer, easier to get around, because they still want to enjoy certain facilities. They still want to do certain things, but they're going to now be aware of what's in front of them. Now it can be made a lot easier for them to make it work. See, for me and Ashley, who has CP, cerebral palsy, and she's in a wheelchair, and we always make it work. I am her hero. She is my protector. I am her arms. I am her legs. She is my, keeps me safe. I make sure she is safe. And we will coexist and work together in a wonderful, beautiful relationship. So as we are experiencing life, and as we're going to map out things and do the things, we know places we can't go. Now I'll give that information to you, so that way you don't have to go through that struggle. You can book that ticket online. You can go about the right, proper way that you need to do it. Because every single facility, every single event, everywhere you go is always different and it's always changing. So what Ash Friendly does is filters it all out, finds out what the best available thing, place, idea, wherever you want to do, is safe for you. And it works. And it's easy. And it gives people the chance to finally dream to do something, ability to go and do something, in a way to achieve things they never thought possible. Because now they have a community with them, not just solo by themselves, and what could happen or what couldn't happen. That's Ash Friendly. As we're building Ash Friendly and getting them going, we're going to introduce other ways to become even more safety, like having heroes. Heroes make things life a lot easier, because you have to keep understand that my demographic does not have any money. But they still need to be able to way to live a good life. They still need to find ways to survive, ways to make it, ways to find a peace of mind, to find understanding, meaning, and purpose, so they can live this rich, full life that they dream of. And that's what heroes do. Heroes are just like a normal person. They get filtered out. They have to do all this fun stuff, what they can do, what their license is, what they offer, what they can't offer, what they struggle with. Because what I tell the people that work with Ash Friendly, that in the community, what's your weakest point and what's your strongest point? Let's focus on your weakness point to build its strength, to make you more well-rounded. So that way when people come attack you, it's harder to attack the weakest point. And keep working on that every single day. Working on the good things, working on the major things, but really focusing on the meat of it, the weakest part of what you struggle with. Now, I'm not talking about what things you can't do. Like, for example, Ashley can't walk. I'm not going to say, work on walking today. She can't do that. But that's not a weak point because she has her wheelchair. Work on the things that she struggles at that she can't do. So then when a hero comes in, for example, if Ashley was like, hey, I'm going to go to the store and I'm going to go to Uptown or I'm going to go somewhere else, well, she might need a hero to go do certain things. And heroes can be inside the store. They can be in the store. They can be someone going with her. They can be someone to pick her up for a ride. They can someone that has a car and help her to get around. Even just walk with her from bar to the next bar or this restaurant to that place to make sure she's safe and she doesn't get attacked. Because there's a lot of people that would love to take advantage of her because she's a young, beautiful, young woman. And people would see that vulnerability. If I'm not around, they would attack her. That's how it works. When evil has its chance to strike, it's going to strike. We're trying to avoid those times where to make it less likely that evil will come and strike somebody or to commit harm to other people. When we have the community, we keep each other safe. So another part of the being of the Ash Friendly of safety is going to be transportation. We're going to supply people with transportation in a correct and meaningful way. Like meaning, so I have to keep in mind that someone who is on disability doesn't have any money to travel or probably doesn't even have a car, but I guarantee they live in the middle of nowhere. How do I get that person out? What do I do? Well, they have Ash Friendly now. Ash Friendly can come get them. Ash Friendly can make sure that they have a ride. Ash Friendly will teach them how to use the public transportation. It's about being a respectful pillar in the community through heroes and through the safety of what we offer. Because if we have more people that are looking out for each other, it'll allow more people to feel safe. Because there's a fine line between someone who's been abused their whole life, they're going to commit more abuse. If someone has drug-addicted parents and they come out, they're going to have a higher chance of becoming addicted in some way. But if we can eliminate that and find them, hey, there's other ways around it, you don't have to self-hate yourself or self-medicate your whole life, why don't you come try Ash Friendly? Why don't you come see what everyone else is trying to do and see what you can do? We work with them. And then as long as that they're within our community and they're doing things that they want to do, then they're safer. Less likely for evil to knock on the door when they're alone, saying, hey, you're lonely. Well, come do this for me and you'll get this. But they're not. They're busy. They're busy taking care of themselves. They're busy being out in public. They're busy just staying at home doing artwork because now they have a table and they have crayons and they can make art. Or they can work on a science thing, some scientific they've always wanted to do. Or they can do this. There's other ways around it besides just being miserable, depressed, and having no one. And then we try the best to put a wall up and a barrier up for evil not to come in to hurt the people of Ash Friendly. Simple things can go a long way. And as long as that we work together and focus in on ourselves, so once we are stable and once we are keep loving ourselves the correct way, the best way that we can, then we can help other people out and be connected, so that way when somebody dips or someone goes down in depression or someone's fluctuating every day, we can help them out to try to get them back to stable to not commit more harm to themselves. Because remember, together we are Ash Friendly. Well, folks, I want to thank you for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. You can love the world, love yourself, love the environment a little more every day. Then we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful night.